Christina, you got everything you need?
I'm ready, Gene. Let's fucking roll.
Let's go in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
What up, dogs? So glad you're here. Let's talk some dates. September 9th through 11th, Austin, Tejas at the Creek in the Cave. And then I go to Oklahoma City, September 23rd through 25th. And then I go to Indianapolis, October 6th and 7th. Denver at the Comedy Works, October 21st through 23rd. And then Raleigh, North Carolina, November 4th through 6th. Atlanta at the Punchline. Gosh, I haven't been there in ages. November 19th through 20th. Salt Lake City has been rescheduled for November 26th through 28th. And then San Antonio is now moved to December 9th at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club, 9th through 11th, Orlando, Florida in December. And that's it. I have a special announcement coming up. I'm not going to do it right this second, but it's big. It's going to be so fucking big. Tickets at ChristinaPOnline.com. Also, if you haven't already,
how about that?
That's right. Bad baby. The bad baby. She's killing it on the ground, but.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. And then what was it? Oh, if you haven't done it already, subscribe to this show on YouTube. You're watching me here. Get notification when this episode drops so that you don't lose a precious minute of all that's going on at Where My Mom's At. You know, Your Mom's House is one type of show. It's Tommy and I doing our thing and stuff like that. And then you have this show, which is like a weird, it's like when Lisa Bonet did her spinoff on It's a Different World. You know, there's the Cosby Show and then there's It's a Different World.
You're and here you have Lisa this, Bonet kick, huh?
I just love her. And I'm still so upset that she's so beautiful and her husband and everything. But this is a spinoff show. This is where you get to know the Booth boys and you get to hear a little bit more about the personal dramas in all our lives and mom stuff, of course, mom stuff. But we try to make it fun because those mom podcasts, my goodness, are they just depressing? We can't talk about how depressing it is to be a mother all the time, can we? Because it can be. Let me tell you, I know you guys. So last time we spoke, my little Juju was so sick and it just went on for days. And I'm happy to announce that he's poly and bi and he's chosen his pronouns. And besides that, he's healthy as a horse. And boy, don't you know it as a mom, when those babies are sick, your heart just stops beating, you know, for a few days. I get so much anxiety and when you see them happy and running and playing and causing mayhem again, you're like, thank God. Thank God they're, that's some screaming. I don't know if you guys picked that up on mics, but you just want to hear them wreaking havoc. That's when you know life is normal, when your children are screaming and tearing your house apart. Ugh, it's so depressing when they're sick because you just want the suffering and you'd rather suffer for them, obviously. So there's that update. Big update in Nadav's world. Apparently you really... You tore your stomach lining last night.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
I really put a hurting on myself, Christina. I'm just trying to get Texas ready, and
you're getting your fighting weight. What are you doing? Where'd you go?
So a buddy of mine, he texted me yesterday, and there's a Hollywood, like, it's a historic restaurant called Muzo and Frank's. And
yes, yeah, old Hollywood.
Yeah, old Hollywood, and like it's been around for 100 years. They say the fettuccine Alfredo was brought over from Italy over there for the first time. It's historic. So a buddy of mine was like, hey, I have a reservation here. The two friends I was going to go with, canceled on me. So, I mean, off chance, it's at 5:30. I know you work, but do you want to come? I'm like, This is actually perfect timing because we had an early start today, which means we have an early finish, which means I could go have steak with you. So we went.
So you chose the steak over the fettuccine Alfredo, or did you do both?
You know what's fun is that each time I'm like, I think I'm going to try the fettuccine Alfredo this time. And then I'm like, who the fuck? No, I'm having a ribeye. You know, that's.
Yeah, you want to spoil yourself. You're like, if it's here, it's the good stuff. I'm going to get the good stuff. Like, why?
Yeah, exactly. And so.
Yeah. And pasta's so, like, whatever.
He texted me at like 10 or 11. And that was right around when me and Chris were trying to figure out what we're having for lunch.
Oh, boy. And you got to strategize. Yeah.
Well, yeah. My strategy is like, hey, Chris, you're on your own. I'm skipping lunch. I'm going to fucking hurt myself for dinner.
Wow.
Which I'm learning was a huge mistake because then your stomach just kind of, your internal stomach is just like not being stretched out or tested throughout the day. So you could hold less volume if you don't eat all day.
Yeah.
Which is was a real problem for me, but I powered through it.
You powered through. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And yeah, the problem is that because I do that fasting thing too. So like I'll not eat for like 16 hours. And then when I eat lunch, I'm ravenous. And then I end up eating probably the same amount I would have eaten had I not skipped breakfast. You know what I mean? Calorically, I end up negating any kind of fasting benefits.
But your body has more time to recover.
Sure. It's fine. Who cares? Like, it's fine.
Who gives a
so care? I'm middle-aged. It's never going to get where it was.
Nothing's
I just surrender.
Plan.
I surrender to being middle-aged. So, okay. So what did you eat? But walk me through everything. I like to hear. So we did steak. We did a ribeye.
Okay. So
did
first
you get
we started
fix-ins on the side.
So I got to give it up to the wait staff over there. They're just top-notch, top tier. It's like, I've never been waited on like when I've gone to that restaurant.
Like a king.
It's literally, I literally feel like 1920s royalty. I feel like, what's the male version of a flapper? Who takes out flappers? I feel like a Gatsby.
Right.
That's it. Right? Right, Chris?
Your Gatsby
Chris
was flappers.
Knows everything.
Wait, so. Wait, but Gatsby?
Gatsby was like the 20s, which is the roaring 20s, like flapper girls and all that.
Right,
shit.
Right. But the girls were flappers.
Yeah,
the
saying.
Dudes were Gatsbys.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like the male equivalent.
Right.
Of,
the time period's like correct.
Yeah, the time period.
Yeah, you got it. Chris is not. He's listening to other stuff. He's listening to someone else. So. The thing is that. I know what you're saying. You're like the belle of the ball. They treat you like you're royalty there.
Right.
Yeah.
So like good. Yeah. So we get in there, and like the people at the front table, they're like, "Oh, good to see you." Like it's like they're just talking to you like they're friends, you know. And then and then they say, "Ooh, we got good news for you. We're gonna put you at the Jack Nicholson table."
Oh wow!
Which is code for the table right next to the bathroom.
That's not true. It's not true.
No, I promise you it's true. And they're like, they joke, they're like, you know, we have to, you know, if he shows up, we're going to have to move your tables. And we always keep it open for him. But that's because it is the shittiest table in the restaurant. But in a great restaurant, who gives a care?
Okay.
It was good stuff. I didn't smell any bad smells. It was good.
But I'm just saying, let's walk through the menu. I mean, I want to hear what you ate. Walk me through it so I can shame
sorry,
you. That's
I'm
the whole point.
Setting
go
the scene.
Ahead.
I'm setting the scene. So
there's too many details.
I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry.
Let's go. What did you did
potatoes.
You do a salad? Did you do a salad?
Fuck a salad. It's weak.
French onion
soup. You know what's funny? We ordered a grilled broccolini, and all I did was I took the hollandaise sauce that came with it and poured it on the steak.
100%.
I didn't touch
fuck
a broccolini.
Your broccolini.
Yeah, fuck a broccolini.
Fuck your broccolini. Like, why are you pretending to go healthy when you're just gonna go and rip it? Like,
exactly.
Rip it. Okay. So go tell me.
So we go through. So first they bring a loaf, like the loaf of bread, and I face it. I just fucking I plow through it. Like my friend's just like, dude, we're at a nice place. Don't fill up on the bread. I'm like, I haven't eaten all
that's
day.
True.
Why don't you suck me? And so he was just like, all right, that's a little aggressive.
And butter.
Yeah. I do the thing because the butter always comes out too cold. Jesus Christ, I'm really letting my fatness out right now. But
I love
the
it.
Butter comes out too cold. So what I do, and I learned this from my brother who isn't fat. That you just take the thing that the butter comes in and you just start cupping it in your hands so it gets to hand warmth.
Wow, that's really a smart trick.
Yeah, and then it spreads. Oh, it spreads so easy, Christina. It spreads so easy for you.
Yeah, and did you eat the entire loaf?
Not. I had the whole loaf and the whole butter.
Yeah, good for you. Starting strong. Yeah. That's a strong opener. Okay, so go ahead. So you're already full. Like that technically is probably enough of a meal.
Oh, really, yeah.
When you think
and we're
caloric.
Two drinks in, yeah. So it's like I'm
and you're starving.
I'm sweating and full of bread.
Starving. And you're full of booze. That's the worst time to eat, when you're full of booze on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for your meal. You're like, come on, I'm ready. I'm so fucking hungry. And you're eyeballing everybody's dish. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
And okay. Like, so yeah. Yeah. So okay, bread, and then go ahead. Next, appetizer.
So as soon as we get our drink orders in and those come in, he's like, so what would you guys like to eat? And we're like, fuck, all right, well, I'm getting a ribeye. He's getting a ribeye. We're each getting a baked potato. We're going to get some grilled broccolini just to make it look like we care about stuff. Yeah. And and then my friend throws a curveball. He's like, what do you think about garlic toast? I was like, okay.
Oh, wow, that's the best.
I could fuck with some garlic toast. And then the guy says, do you want this all at once, or do you want me to bring the garlic toast out first like an appetizer? I was like, you know what? That's a great fucking idea. This is why you make the big bucks and why you're getting a big tip. So he brought the garlic toast out. And so I am now shoving garlic bread on top of the normal bread that I've already eaten.
Bad
and let
move.
Me tell you, this garlic bread is so much more buttered than I buttered my bread.
Yeah.
This is the most.
So now you've got two layers of buttered, garlicky bread. And and it just layers your stomach in grease.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, by the time I take the steak comes, and by the time I take the first bite of my steak, I'm like, I'm already uncomfortably full.
You're gonna die. Yeah, it's too late.
I've literally ruined everything.
Too much at the top. You had to pace yourself. You fucked up. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, mama raised the champ, so I just kept on cutting and eating and cutting and eating and cutting and eating. And
okay.
Yeah, then my friend was like, hey, so I also have tickets to this concert afterwards. I'm like, you're planning to do shit after this? Are you insane? I need to go home and literally breathe. Like, that's what I'm doing for the rest of the night, is just trying to catch my breath.
Man, the first time, there's a restaurant here in Austin that we love, and they have killer garlic bread too. The first time Tom and I went there, we did the same bad mistake, filled up on garlic bread. Just, it was so good. And then ate our meal. I haven't felt so sick in my entire life. And because the flavors are so good. You're like, I don't care. I'm going to keep shoving it in and shoving it in and shoving it in. I felt like vomiting. Like, we were walking and I remember being like, my stomach can't be any fuller. You know, when you feel like this is not going to happen, this is going to be like this all night. And I was full all night. And then red wine too.
Oh,
that's like the worst. Yeah.
Yeah, you trick yourself and you're like, ooh, that'll probably be a digestive. Wrong.
Yeah, bullshit.
Wrong. It's going to make it worse.
Way worser. Fucking way worser. Well, I'm glad to hear you showed up. Did you shit yet? Have you had your post dump?
Yeah. It's
sloppy.
I mean, I wouldn't really know. Like, I went home and I didn't need to take a dump. So what I did was I just sat on my bidet and just let that shit run for like 20 minutes.
Like, you and I have that ability. And what that does is stimulate the anal glands.
Yeah. No, yeah. It fills it up and then cleans everything out. And just like, I didn't even have to work for this shit.
No. And I'm so proud of you.
Well, Drew will say that that creates a lazy rectum. And I'm starting to believe him.
Well, thank you for that update, Nadav. That was really interesting. And I like that you bring that with you and you shared that story.
Yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
It's I know what you like and I try and bring it to the table.
I appreciate that. I'm going to that restaurant on Friday. My friend's in from out of town and I'm going to take her there. And I'm planning on not eating that whole day just so I can tear my stomach lining.
All right. So here's a tip. Because what you want to do,
hot tip.
What you want to do, you want to have some sort of lunch, even if it's just maybe just drink half a gallon of water throughout the day. Because what you're gonna do, you're gonna fuck up the amount of space that you can keep in your stomach, and you want to get all the flavors in, and you're not gonna have room for all the flavors.
I know. It's so tenuous. I know.
You gotta plan this out. It's kind of a bummer how much you need to plan it.
Because I wish I could eat like five times more than I can. You know, like I wish we did vomitoriums again, like the old Greeks did, where you would eat and then like they loved eating so much that they would vomit and then just go back and keep eating. I'm like, I would, like, if I weren't so phobic of vomiting, I would probably gladly be bulimic. Like, oh God, I don't know. But bulimia is a different thing, right? That's like a control anxiety thing. But just for the joy of eating, I wish I could just vomit and then go back for thirds, fourths, fifths, and just do it.
I think there is a way to do it, because I mean, Zolo could attest to this. We went through a phase where we were watching competitive eater videos.
Yes, I love that shit.
And like,
you're talking this is my favorite sport.
Dude, they would destroy mom and pop restaurants. They would shut them down, like pre-COVID. It was wild to watch them put away. And, like, they always felt like they were getting fucked over. I mean, Zolo, like, what? Like, I think, like, there was a fish and chips spot where they're like, these motherfuckers cheated us. And it was like, Jesus Christ, they're getting real mad about this cod.
Yeah, those videos were the best. The whole thing would be, like, they would go to all-you-can-eat restaurants and just take advantage of the whole, like, system. Because they're competitive eaters and, like, that's what they do. And they would always get kicked out because it was, like, so unreasonable what they were doing. But they would get so angry that they were getting kicked out for, like, their $15 fish and chips or whatever.
Yeah, well, so I love competitive eaters, and I studied them. There's Sonia the Black Widow. She was this tiny little Japanese woman, and Sonia can eat, like, 200 fucking chicken wings.
Oh, you showed me her, I think.
Yeah, she's amazing. And
she's
then Takiro
eating, like,
Kobayashi,
the 10 pounds of noodles, right? Is that her?
Yeah, she's a psycho. And Takiro Kobayashi, who I think is one of the greatest competitive eaters of all time. Shout out to Joey Chestnut, who's no, you know, lightweight either. But Takiro would train his body, train the stomach like an organ, right? Like, meaning he would train like a muscle. So he would drink gallons of water to stretch out the stomach. He would eat cabbage, gaseous, you know, fibrous foods to really expand the stomach and train for that national hot dog eating contest that he won like 6 years in a row because he was so talented.
And that's not, like, that's like, I think he's the first foreigner to take it away from an American, right? Like, he's,
they didn't like it. People didn't like the Takiro. that guy was doing it. But then Joey Chestnut kicked his ass, and Joey's been kicking his ass for the last few years.
I would love to know that.
I love it. I love competitive eating. What a stupid thing to dedicate your life to. I think the dumber it is, the more I'm like, I get it. I'm on board. I really like it.
Fuck yeah,
I love it.
If it's dumb, I'm into it.
Same. I love dumb. So speaking of dumb, you guys might notice today I've done a bit of a glam up look. I've done fake eyelashes. This is Glamnetics. They're a sponsor of the show. I wore them today to show you, and they are actually very easy and very, very good. So shout out to Glamnetics.
Yeah, you're looking fire, Christina. You're looking all glammy.
Thanks, bro. And so I put in also some clip-in hair. Okay, so there's like extensions, because I was watching Love Island with my husband, Tom, and I was watching that this generation of girls, everything's fake about women right now. The look is to be heavily made up, right? Fake eyelashes, you get fake hair like me, and then the clip in, the extensions are fake, and then your tits are fake, and then you contour your face. You see those videos on TikTok? There's this great video of this girl who's like, you know, my boyfriend left me, and she's got yellow teeth and she's all ugly, and then she flips her hair and all of a sudden she's made up and she's like a supermodel. Which is just the magic of makeup. And women are really learning how to do their hair and makeup on a whole other level now because of the internet, I imagine, and taking so many photos of yourself. So yeah, this is it. This is my version of glam right now. And, you know, women are just doing so much. It's a lot. It's a lot of work, though. That's why I don't do it very often.
Yeah,
but, I mean, hey,
it's looking good.
Trying to do it.
I'd say it's the biggest thing that I'm like, thank God I'm, you know, I'm a dude. Because, like,
dude,
how much time did you have to put into, like, looking like, like, it seems like such a fucking day killer.
It's the fucking worst. And honestly, too, like, the one thing I hate about taping a comedy special or tape or doing television or anything like movies and stuff is because it takes so long to do hair and makeup for a woman. I remember when I did Chelsea Lately, like, an hour and a half in hair and makeup just to go out there and tell fart jokes. And you're just like, come on, I'm a comic. Do I have to look good? Yeah, unfortunately, as a woman, you do, because people look at you. And forget it. This next hour I'm going to tape, it's going to take 4 hours. I told the director I need 4 hours of hair and makeup. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, that's how fucking long it takes.
Ooh.
You're sitting there and you're like, they got to doll you up. And, you know, the hair takes forever. Every piece of hair has got to look perfect because people look at you for years, especially on Netflix. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, are you considering going
with... Oh, my God, my eyelashes... We're hitting my glasses. How do women, and that's the thing, it's so not functional to look like this. And then people get big nails. I'm like, how do you do anything with nails?
How do you take a shit like that?
How do you take a shit?
But, you know, if you're going to be 4 hours in the makeup chair, does that mean You're going to use that YMH live look?
Tina, that's what I was going to say. Tina took about 6 hours in hair and makeup.
Damn, that was 6 hours.
Oh, yeah. And that, you don't even, Tina took 2 days. So I had to go get fitted for the boobs.
Right.
And then they did like a makeup test, the tattoo test to make sure that, you know, everything's placed. So it actually was like, all in all, maybe 10 hours.
Jesus.
But can you imagine there's some people that work on movies who, you know, they like, for instance, The Grinch, when Jim Carrey did The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, doing that green Grinch outfit, that took like fucking 8 hours of makeup every day to get into that suit. And that's why they get paid millions, man, to sit and get. Oh, I would hate it.
But, you know, I will tell you a funny story.
Go ahead.
About the tits from the YMH Live is that we still have that in the office just lying around. And for the last few weeks in a row, like we have a cleaning crew that comes in once a week. And for the last 2 months, it's been a new one each week. And so each time... They you're come like, across the tits and they're like, what do you want me to do with these tits? With these tetas?
And just come on, do what you want.
No, yeah, it's just like, don't clean the tattoos off them. We're going to try and frame that later. So,
Tina was such a hit. But I tell you, if there was ever a hit, it was Tina the Whore on YMH Live. That's what we're talking about. If you guys didn't watch me on the live show, we did this character that was just outrageous. She had huge cans with spider webs on them and face tattoos and the nails and just such a damaged girl look. It was fantastic. And I have to say that I don't ever dress that way normally, so it was really off-putting to get that much sexual attention. Yeah, there I am.
Yeah, so this fun. Here everyone can see it now. It took 10 hours to
do that. To fake do that. Yeah. And I got to tell you, the energy shift in that studio, like you guys, I could cut the air because all the boys were, you guys see me this way.
Right.
And then when I walked out like that, the energy had shifted.
Well, you were unrecognizable. I mean, didn't you say Rogan asked Tommy, was just like, hey, was Christina cool with you having that chick on the live show with you?
Yeah. Rogan's like, who's that girl? Tom's like, that's Christina. He's like, nuh-uh. Yeah, that was fun. Oh my God, it was so much fun. I just saw Joe. We did a show together here in Austin. It was so much fun to see everybody. Boy, I tell you, this comedy scene is really fun here. It's like we're really a lot freer out in Texas. There's not a lot of SJW shit happening, which is just fucking such a blessing.
Sure,
let's get back into
with it.
It's so much better. I mean, I think this is this shift where all these comedians are coming out here and creating a scene is like, it's just dynamic. It's dynamite. It's going to be a real next fun 5 years. Let's do some follow-ups. Most importantly, I mean, my goodness, what kind of voicemail follow-ups do we have, Nadav?
Oh yeah. Okay. I got a couple for you.
A lot of important topics on 113.
Yeah.
We gotta go for
you. Let's start with this one. This one seems the most interesting to me.
Okie doke.
Hey, mommies. It's Sarah from New York. I need to weigh in on this soap thing because Nadav keeps saying that because soap is soap, it's automatically clean. Wrong. Soap works because it breaks down oils and it also has antibacterial properties, but you need friction to make it work. So if it falls on the floor so much, it's really not that sanitary. And Annie is 1,000% right. First of all, how is a bar that's exposed to the elements more sanitary than a bottle that is literally closed off? The only way things can go is out of the bottle. So I agree with Annie here. Body wash, shower gel, foaming wash, 1,000 times better than archaic bar soap.
Wow.
Keep them high and tight. Okay. Bye, mommy.
Can I tell you how much I love that New York accent? She's like, I've got to tell you, Sarah from New York here. First of all, the soap is dirt. I love how people get so serious and fired up. And I understand her point. Friction takes the oils off. Yeah. I don't know. Look, I don't know. Nadav, I feel the same way you do about this. Yeah,
I understand her point. I just disagree with it because it's like, how do you think I'm using the bar soap? I'm just squeezing it into my mat. Like, it's, do you think I'm not using friction to put it on my body? How am I using this bar soap?
This whole debate, it's like to get vaccinated or not. You know what I mean? It's like a big deal. We need like a Fauci. We need someone to to sign off on on the science behind this, we have to ask Dr. Drew. That's the only way we're going to get this resolved.
Right. Bar soap versus liquids. Ah, see, but I have a feeling Dr. Drew...
It's more sanitary.
I have a feeling he's not going to give us the answer we want. Like, I had this just in the back of my mind, I feel like the science isn't there to back us, but I don't want to read the article. I'm only reading confirmation bias type stuff that's going to reinforce that bar soap is the way to go.
Okay. Wait, I just looked down and I saw the best thing. By the way, Chris Larson, I think about... I've been like... Last night, I had the sweatiest night's sleep.
Okay.
And every time I have a sweaty night, I'm like, oh, Chris Larson would hate this. Like, I always think about your disdain for my night sweats and how much I love a sweaty. Anyway, last night it was so sweaty and I woke up just drenched. My pajamas were so wet.
Why do you like that?
Oh, disgusting.
I don't know. I feel like I'm purifying the temple. I feel like I'm burning. Let me tell you what it is. Real talk. My baby was coughing in my face for the last 4 days. The kid was so sick. We had another sick kid around. Like, there were so many sick people around me. I fucking believe that because I sweat at night, I sweat out the germs, the bacteria, the viruses that could make me sick. My body is saying, fuck you, virus. Fuck you, bacteria. This is what the night sweats do. They
fucking...
You know,
a good bar of soap will do that too.
No! Pussy American shit. Fucking Chris Larson. Dwayne Nadav, where are you on the night sweats?
I'm Team Chris on this one. I think you're foul as shit, and I think it's wild that you'd like it.
Do you wash your sheets like every day or something? Like,
yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hold on. Actually, Christina,
so much.
This is what I'd like to see.
My pillow.
I want you to take off all of the sheets, all of the bedding of your mattress, and I want to see what the side of your bed looks like without any coverings.
Hey. P.S. It's a Solaire. I sleep on a Solaire mattress. Thank you, Sattva Mattress Company. And it looks fucking impeccable, okay? Look, because it's organic cotton made in America.
I know it's a great mattress. I know it's great cotton. I know it's great materials. But I think that they're all kind of stained a shade of yellow, probably.
Oh, fuck you, no. I'm very clean. My sweat is clean. Come on. So this guy's...
Oh, my God.
This guy's... chiming off. Hey, Mommy Jean, since you're so into a good night sweat, step up your game and check out infrared sauna blankets on Amazon. Keep it high and tight, T-Bone. Infrared sauna blanket. That sounds right up my alley. I love it. Dude. Let me tell you, the second my husband Tom steps foot out of the house, I turn up our thermostat in our bedroom 75. I want it to be a fucking terrarium in there. I love it.
You know what? Why don't you do one better? You know, there's whenever I see a fighter cut weight for a fight, they have like one of those aluminum blankets to kind of just keep the heat in.
Yeah.
So that they could sweat off all the weight. Why don't we? Yeah. Get you one of those. Why don't you just sleep with that on your side of the bed?
Yeah. Can I tell you why I'm weary of those? So back in the 90s, I remember the story that Martin Lawrence wanted to lose weight real fast. And he was jogging and like wrapped in like a solar blanket. And he passed out. And I think about that story. Like, why would he jog? He was jogging in a solar blanket and he just sweat so much that he passed out. Like, he was trying to lose weight for a movie or something. It's like, that sounds fucking terrible.
Well, look, you're not going to be running while you're wearing this blanket. You're going to be sleeping. So you're not going to be overexerted. It's going to be the right kind of sweat.
And if you pass out, that's what it's supposed to do.
Chris, what do you have against fun? Like, what? Why are we? What's the deal? What would make you have fun in life? How can I make you smile? I feel like I just want to make you happy, Chris. What is it? What can I do for you?
You know, I'm a man who doesn't know what he wants, I guess.
We know what you want.
You want to go to medieval times? Is that fun?
No, I think I'm good.
You want a massage?
Massage,
you want me to book
nice.
You a massage? Yeah, Burke Williams or somewhere nice.
Maybe dream bigger. Mean, what's bigger than a massage? What do you want?
Well, Burke Williams is pretty nice. I would get him a nice one. What do you want? A pony?
one of those mini ponies that do well in apartments.
You want a tiny horse?
Yeah, you know me. I've always wanted a small horse.
A small horse to go with your rat?
Yep. Yep, and they'll be best friends. And the think rat about will it. Ride the horse.
Okay, listen, I want you to think about what you want. I want to make you happy, Chris.
I can't
Are
wait.
You there? You speak English?
I know.
What is fucking going on? Okay, I love you. Think about it. All right, back to where my mom's at. Very important hot topic. Gosh, man, you know, we put out these trailers, these promos for Where My Mom's At. And sometimes on, you know, on the gram, you're like, that one was fun. People enjoyed that. And then there are your bangers. And the woman that called in saying she loves cum. And there's a trailer you guys cut, the promo. It was so beautifully done. Thank you, Booth Boys. You guys nailed it. Where my reaction to this woman saying how much she loves the taste and she craves it, all this nasty shit. So here's some cum follow-up here. Mm. Hey, Mommy, I'm Ann. Yeah. Is there another voicemail cum follow-up?
Nope. Nope, okay. not a cum follow-up for this one.
Okay, well, here's an email. I'm Ann from a Western Chicago suburb. Let's not say what the name of it is. I'm listening to episode 110, and I can't disagree more with a woman that loves cum. I literally can't stand the taste of it. Just thinking of it now makes me gag. Yeah, of course. I mean, this is normal. My husband wishes so bad for me to take a fat load in the mouth, but I can't. I just can't. I did it once for him, and I've never done it again. We've been together since 2011 and married since 2014. I'm so thankful that I know his tell right before it's going to spit. So I just finish him off with my hand. The promises of drinking fruit juice to make it taste better do not make me want to do it more. LOL. Nope, nope, nope. Say no to scrum. You bet I'm coming up in May. Piss on me, beat me. And yeah, I mean, everyone's heard these stupid things. You be drinking pineapple juice. He's not going to drink it. First of all, he's a guy. They're not going to fucking do anything that's going to put them out to whatever. The point is, you can also... I've done this move too, where you let them finish in the mouth and then you spit it out in your hand and then you rub it on the sheet. You can also do that.
Okay. So I agree with the first half of that.
What are sheets for, Nadav?
I guess they're for sweating and smearing cum on. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Yeah. Brooklinen.com, the greatest sheets. And right now you can use my code for 20% off. I'm telling you, those Brooklinen sheets, they can handle a lot. All right. There's a reason I really love Brooklinen. You can come and sweat in those sheets. No problems.
Well, you know, I got a follow-up question for this lady.
Go ahead.
You don't like the taste of cum. You don't like the taste of scrum. What do you like? What's left?
And all other tastes.
Do you
all
like
other
kissing?
Civilized.
Do you like the flavor of kissing? God. Like what? Like what's go? What do you like?
All the other tastes are better than cum. Trust me. There's.
Would you rather like armpits than like scrum?
I don't like armpit tastes either. We've all accidentally tasted armpits.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you don't even know what scrum tastes like. So how can you even make this decision?
I don't know.
Gotta try it.
I don't want to answer this. I don't want to try it out. I want to die before I try it out. Okay, so I asked you guys to sound off on the skateboarding idea. For those of you who may not have heard the episode a while back, I you know, made the decision to go forward and buy my 5-year-old a skateboard with the provision that he wears full helmet, full, you know, protective gear every time he's on that damn thing. And within an hour, this kid was on the board, balancing, doing tricks already. It was nuts. So it was a good decision. So far, so good. Right now, he's still in a Pac-Man, so he's kind of left the board on the side, but he's going to get back into it. So here we go. This guy writes, Ed writes, hey, stoked to hear your kiddo was taking up skateboarding. It's such an excellent lifelong hobby that will keep them grounded. I started skateboarding when I was 10, but also picked up wakeboarding. Oh, around the same time in Austin, there's a great wakeboarding park called Quest ATX. That is really fun summer activity when it's hot outside to go skate. If little Jeans loves skateboarding, he'll love wakeboarding. This is so true. Yeah, that's a huge activity here in Austin. And I bet you he will love it. Hey, Hitler, I'm a Gen X dad who skated all throughout childhood and gave it up when life got to raising kids. I have a 19-year-old boy who, when he was 4, showed crazy balance skills on one of those cheap Walmart skateboards. I got proper skateboards, not only for him, but for myself. We spent the next 10 years going to every skate park in Oregon on my days off, and it was the best thing for me and my son. Even on days that I was working, he would come and say, "We need to check out these spots, Dad." To which I'd always reply, "Sure." We had a lot of fun. Never met a skater that was a pussy. Keep encouraging him. Skate every day and live life 365. I agree. I think that's why I'm so attracted to skating. It's definitely not for fucking pussies. It's just punk as shit. And it fosters discipline and following a passion and being consistent and follow through and keep going and fuck your fears and fuck your mind and keep going. And that's the secret to life. And I think surfing too. I was watching a documentary about this guy who wanted to surf the 100-foot wave. Have you seen this one?
Oh yeah. Is it Big Wave Surfers? Is it the guy that did Dogtown and Z Boys?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've seen that. Dude, that's a wild documentary,
man. And he's with Laird Hamilton. Yeah, dude. I mean, and this guy's old. He's older than me. And he's like, I want to surf this 100-foot wave. And then he goes to Nazaré in Portugal. And they spend a year studying the wave trajectory and where it breaks. And it's just chaos out there. There's no clean breaks. It's not like Hawaii, like Waimea Bay, where like there's a bay and then there's, you know, just right. Waves coming in and out. It's just chaos and rocks. Yeah, it's chaos. So it's so amazing to watch how these people to such dedication to something so silly, which is big wave surfing. Yeah. Like, who fucking cares?
Dude, they gotta get tugged out there with a jet ski is how big these waves are.
To put that in perspective, what Nadav just said, if you don't know, these fools they got a jet ski. These men innovated this way of surfing in the late 80s, where you take a jet ski and then you pull right the surfboard out in past the breaks, like all the way out there where these huge waves are. And if you've been to Waimea Bay, which I have, it is nuts that these guys are capable of surfing these huge. I mean, Waimea, I think it's what, like 25 to 50 foot waves. That's Waimea. So that's 50 feet. And then this guy goes to Nazaré and he surfs in Portugal for 100. Look at that shit, dude. I mean, it is just so gnarly that they're able, that these men have this courage to do it. I mean, there's footage of him riding like I think it's a 70 some foot wave, and you see the barrel. And you just like, is this guy going to make it out? Because it's just enormous. And then lo and behold, it comes out of the mist out of this barrel. And people are just like, what? It's the biggest thing ever. And it's just a triumph of the human spirit, dude. This is what it is to be human,
holy
to ride stupid
shit,
waves.
Dude.
And it's so, you know, what's so great about this documentary is that the locals in Nazaré are so annoyed with the surf. Look at that. Look at that fucking wave. Is that in Nazaré? That one on the right? Where is that, man? But the locals in Portugal were so frustrated with these surfers because all their relatives were fishermen.
Nazaré.
It is Nazaré. It's fucking wild, dude. If you got to look this documentary up, it's wild. The locals hated them when they came because they're like, my grandfather and his father were taken by the sea. They were fishermen who died. And now you are coming with your fucking jet skis to bullshit surf big way. Like, people couldn't, they could not understand why these surfers were.
You're having
like, what,
fun.
Are you stupid? Yeah, you asshole.
You're having fun on the thing that wiped out half my family.
Yeah, what are you, retarded? Get the fuck out of here. You're in your stupid surfboard, you idiot. But again, I love dumb shit. This must be another thing, because I'm like, yeah, why not? In life, what are you gonna do? You may as well surf the big waves. What a wonderfully inspiring. And you know what's really inspiring about this documentary is that he wasn't consistent. He gave up at 35. He thought, you know what, I have kids, I gotta be normal now. And he opened a surf shop, got bored, went back to surfing in his 40s. So it just goes to show, like, your trajectory may not always be just like straight up. You might take a break. You might reassess. You might change lanes. You might, you know, as long as you keep going, just keep going. Never quit. Never quit. Cause you never know where you're going to end up. So what a fucking, so far a lot of, support for my skateboarding. Good. I hope so. Squeegee for the car. We had a woman saying that they carry their own squeegee in the car, right?
Yeah.
This is funny. I use a squeegee almost daily for work, and the gas station ones suck. It's always better to have your own. Oh, how are you doing this? Okay. I also keep a small Rubbermaid box in the back of my car to store the squeegee, detail spray, and microfiber cloths in case a bird shits on the car. Ooh. And I hit a big bug. Keep it high and tight, Alex. I mean, this sounds like a full-time job.
I'm actually more on board with this, because what I was imagining, because you said your mom carried her own squeegee, right?
Yeah, she just threw it in the trunk.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining anytime someone says they have their own squeegee. But she has like a whole thing in mind, and there's something about people that keep their car pristine that to me is just impressive. Like, I bet she makes her bed in the morning, you know?
Yeah, she's one of those. See, I find that to be such a waste of time, making the bed. And you're like, well, what's the point? But I like when it's done, honestly.
I agree.
No, I bet Chris Larson makes
nice
his bed.
Getting into a bed. It sucks.
I ain't wasting my time on making my bed.
Whoa.
You don't? Wow. No.
It's not worth
it. Wow.
You don't make your bed?
No. I'm lazy.
Wow.
I don't like to have work in the morning.
I feel so shook. Yeah,
same.
I would have bet so much money that you make your bed every day.
No, not at all.
No.
I got to tell you, I just started making my bed, and it's nice. It's nice to get into a made bed. Yeah.
Josh, what happened? Why did you change suddenly? Like, what was the thing that made you?
I don't know. I just felt like it was like the thing I'm supposed to be doing. And I mean, my bed's super simple. I only have like a comforter, so I really just have to like put the pillows and like the comforter over it. It takes me less than a minute, but it's pretty nice. And the room looks nice when you walk in there.
It does.
It gives you a little boost when you see it made.
A little pep. Yeah, yeah. You're spoiling yourself. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. You deserve it. Do we have any voicemail Pajitsky effects?
Oh, bro, we got so many.
Oh, well, let's get into it, because I just had one, and it was like a language thing too. It was like learning what surf and turf was, and I was like, oh my God, I have to remember that. Let me think. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Wait, have you had a new one since then?
Yeah, dude, I had like, I forget what it was. It was very recent. I'm like, Tom, I'm such a retard. Oh, I think it was, I can't.
Okay. That's all right, because I'll tell you what, we got so many more Pajitsky
effects.
Okay, let's
do voicemails. Yeah, so I love these. These are the best.
Hey, Mommy. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I had to share my Pajitsky effect. I'm a college student, which means I have no money at all, but I just realized I can afford to buy a can opener. I've been using the knife to open cans for like a year now. So just know that even at your poorest, you can afford a can opener on Amazon, and you can stop ruining knives. Love the show, and you bet I'm coming up in May.
Fucking A. First of all, congratulations on the upgrade. Secondly, how are you opening cans with a knife? Even my dad would even use one of those can openers, like a jack, like he would dig holes into stuff.
Right, like one of those like Swiss Army knife ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So how the fuck is this guy, what does he mean? Like Popeye? Like
I don't
Popeye
know.
Would
I
saw
promise
it?
You this dude has scars on his hands. Like, he's definitely missed it once or twice, you know? But
look,
I was the same way. When I moved into my own apartment, like, because everyone in my family had a Swiss Army knife because my dad was obsessed with that shit. So,
I want one.
And so I would just use the hand Swiss Army knife can opener for, like, a year. I'm like, this fucking sucks. Like, I would avoid cooking things that involved cans. And then I'm
of course,
like,
your whole life.
Right. And then, like, I was just like, I went to the supermarket. I'm like, wait, can openers are like $5 here? What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, and you really want to treat yourself, right? Try an electric can opener. I mean, I just got one like 7 years ago. All you do is go, and you push down, and it goes, meh, and it does it for you.
That's
get your
fancy
life, dude.
That's too fancy. I don't
it's
know.
It's so
I
good.
Do that.
It's. Do you know what I bought today? I really spoiled myself. I need a jewelry cleaner. And I usually just get that nasty toxic liquid that you drop your shit into. And then it's like toxic as hell. Right. I saw this one that was like sonic vibrations and cleans your jewelry.
That's what the pros use.
Yeah. So I bought one on Amazon for like $30 and I was like, you deserve this. Like, I was ready to give myself a pep talk. Cause I was like, I don't know, but that chemical stuff is what I know. I'm used to burning my, so I'm taking a chance.
Good job. Yeah. My my dad was a jeweler. I remember, is it one of those things where it's it's a bath and then you like kind of hold it into it and you it just pulses?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you put a little soapy water in there and then, like the vibrations clean it better than like just letting it sit in something.
How? But I like this. I'm excited. Wait, I had a thought. The can opener. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to. Oh, yo, I want a Swiss Army knife. I was thinking about that. Like, I want to carry one in my purse. And I met a woman on the plane who was like, she's from Texas. She's like, yeah, they took away, the TSA took away my Swiss Army knife. And then, well, good thing I didn't have my gun in my purse. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is Texas. You can just have a gun in your purse. I'm like, I can't wait to do that. That's going to be wild. That's probably why people are so damn friendly.
Now, what made you say or think like, oh, I wish I had a Swiss Army knife right now? Like, what was the
like
thought
every
process?
Minute, every moment of my life? Because like, I'm always forever trying to cut something fucking open for my kids. Like, oh shit, I can't cut open this toy package, or I feel like I need one a lot, like a nail file, you know? I would like it. I'm going to get one again. I haven't had one since high school. Okay, let's do another one. These are fun.
Okay.
I like that he's like, I can have a can opener.
Oh, cool. Here's a Pajitsky fact about
what a fucking maniac.
Hi, Christina P. Diddy. So hi. I had a Pajitsky effect in the shower the other day. I realized I can use as much body wash or shampoo or conditioner as much as I want. I can use as much as I want. I don't have to use the bare minimum, so I don't have to purchase it as often. I can just use as much so I can shave my legs more comfortably and wash my hair fully. So that's my Pajitsky effect. Bye, Jean.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, because you're taught as a child, don't use so much. Only use a pea-sized amount of toothpaste. Only use a dollop of shampoo. And then you grow up and you're like, fuck that. I could do whatever I want. Oh my God. I totally did the same thing.
Yeah.
Scarcity, right? Scarcity.
A little dabble, do
just
you?
Just a little. It's like, no, I don't care. That's just one of the perks of like now just being like financially secure and not being severely poor is just being like, I don't care. That is really one of the best things, is just going like, oh shit, I just dropped. Like I spilled the shampoo and it's really expensive shampoo. I'm like, I don't care. I'll just buy another one. I don't care anymore. Cause I cared so much the first, you know, fucking 35 years of my life. I'm like, I don't care.
Oh yeah, dude.
All right, let's do more. These are fun. These are so much fun.
Hey, Mommy Tina. It's John from Maine. I'm just calling with my Pajitsky effect. So every time my remote, my scale, or other electronic devices have dead batteries, it becomes a whole thing. I got to remember to get up and get them from the store or buy them on Amazon, and that takes a couple days. So the whole time you can't use your device. So what did I do? I went out and got rechargeable batteries. They die, you recharge them. Done in about an hour. You never run out of juice again. You're all set. Thanks, Mommy. Keep them jeans high and tight. Bet I'm coming up in May, and let's go full travel.
Wow. I've never even conceived of doing that. Like, I've never even considered it.
I've always thought rechargeable batteries, who has the time?
What's
I thought it was
time?
Like it takes like a month and a half to recharge a battery. It takes an hour?
It takes! And the apparatus. Like, gosh, will I know how to do it? I don't know. I have to read directions. I don't want to read directions.
I'm not an electrician. I don't know how to make a battery capacitor or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how big is the charger? How will I find one? Oh, no. Gosh, it sounds like a lot of work, but if you say it works, goodness. Chris Larson, do you use rechargeable batteries?
I don't, but I am familiar with them. We used them a lot in college for our club.
And?
They were good in the beginning. They do tend to lose their charge over time. Like they hold less charge, and so you have to charge them more often. Or they overheat. That was another problem we can't run into. But maybe that was just because... We were using the wrong batteries.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you say for your club?
Yeah, for the student group I was part of in college.
What a student group is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, go on.
It was this media organization. It was called, like, as I went to Berkeley, so it was Cal TV. It was like a TV studio kind of thing.
Aww. I forgot you're smart. Cal Berkeley. Gosh, I wish I were smart enough to go there. It's a good school.
Yeah.
I can't believe you went to Berkeley.
Yeah, and you work here.
Yeah.
A lot of changes happened in my life since then.
No, I mean, that you went to Berkeley, and it's such a liberal, like, LSD fun times place. Was it like that when you went there?
I mean, I'm sure people were having that kind of fun there. I was not part of those groups, if you can imagine. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a very... very spirited, like, rebelliousness to the student body there. I mean, I was there during a lot of the Occupy protests, so
cool.
There's a lot of that going on.
I knew a boy that went to Berkeley, so I went to USF, which is across the bridge there, and this guy was a brilliant math major. My goodness, just genius. But he had this funny habit that every now and then he would just spend a weekend smoking crack. And he would just get high on crack for, like, he would just choose a week. And he's like, I'm just going to smoke crack this week. And then I'm just going to stop. And then he would stop. He wasn't addicted. He would just go on these bizarro, like, horrible binges for, like, I think he was doing heroin too. He's like, I'm doing heroin this week. And you're like, wow. And he was brilliant. And he kept up with the studies. And he had access to good drugs. We did a lot of LSD with that guy. Good guy.
You know, some people are just capable of doing that, which blows my mind.
Yes. I think he had enough brain to spare. Like, he was one of those guys that you're like, you're fucking on another level. Like, you can afford to kill, like, half of that, and you're still smarter than all of us. So I get that. So now the protests and all that. Okay. All right. Did you ever get naked at Berkeley and, like, do any naked things?
Oh, right. They, like, do the naked orgies. Mile run, like, every year, right? Is that Berkeley?
Yeah, they do have this naked run through the library every year that they do during Dead Week, which is the week before finals. I was not a part of that. I did do, like, an underwear run in my freshman year because I was part of I was part of the only all-male dorm, and one of their traditions is to do this run every year.
Okay. Are there pictures from this run?
Not that I'm going to give you.
So there are. Dude, that should be your next Instagram post.
What, me running through the streets in my underwear?
Just be like, hey, you know, throwback Thursday or
throwback
whatever the fuck,
Thursday.
And be like, hey, this is the anniversary of when I ran in my underwear in Berkeley.
No, I'm okay.
Never. He'll never do that.
I'm not going to do
that.
I don't have the body for that anymore.
How many massages do you need in order for you to post that?
too many to count. I'm not running through the streets in my underwear. Sorry. Not happening.
We gotta get you fun. We gotta get you to be fun. You'll get there. All right, let's do another one. We got another voicemail?
Yeah. We got quite a few more.
Hey, mommy. Fidget ski effect for you. So I do about 40 miles on my commute to work, and right now in Los Angeles, it's really hot. So I'll get in my car, I'll blast the AC, and then I'll get cold, so then I'll turn it off. And then immediately I'll get hot. So I'll blast the AC, and then I'll get cold, and then I'll turn it off, and then I'll immediately get hot. And I'll do this for about 20 times until I finally get to work. And the other day I realized, hey, there's this whole middle ground where it's not completely cold and it's not off, where I can set it at and be comfortable. But anyways, that's just something I learned the other day. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, we've discussed this, that you don't have to suffer in the extreme polarities of extreme heat or extreme cold. You can live somewhere in the middle. The water stuff was the best. Was it Annie who was like, you can set it at the temperature you want it to be and then get in, versus, like, super, super hot, get in, torture yourself, find the right.
Right, because I think in cars, it's like, I think the bottom is 60 degrees and the top is 90. And I think for a lot of my life, that's how we did it, too, where it's just like, hey, it's either we're trying to not get frostbite or we're trying to not get heat stroke. Like, it's one of those two.
Because I get it, you know, when you get in the car and it's so hot, like you just want it cooled immediately. So I do that. I blast it as fucking cold. I want it as cold as possible. And then you're like, okay, I feel sick inside. I feel like I have a fever. Can we turn this down? And then it's now you're so cold. Oh, I hate it.
You're like, if I stay cold for too long, it's going to interfere with my night sweat.
That's right. How am I going to get a good night sweat? 75 degrees. That's my favorite for my room temp. Let's do this one. Growing up, I hated celery because of how tough and stringy it is. One day, I opened a recipe online that called for fresh celery peeled.
What?
I think I just had a Bajinsky effect. Wait, what?
You could peel celery? What?
What? I was confused AF until I tried it and then immediately realized I had been lied to my entire life. I think I'm having the moment. Just peel the celery where you can pull the strings off with your fingernails. Wait. Finally, I can enjoy celery.
I thought it's made of strings. Strings are just on the outside?
Wait, listen to what this person writes. Finally, I can enjoy celery and peanut butter without chewing on a big ball of Grinch pubes. Piss on me, beat me, Mark. Mark! Wait, you can shave it? You can peel it like a peeler?
Oh my, it's called de-threading.
What?
What?
Oh my God, I've been suffering too my whole life.
Chris, did you know about this?
I don't eat celery, so. I know you can peel other vegetables.
But I just assume that's part of the suffering of celery, is that you have to suffer through the strings in your teeth and stuff.
I thought that's what like makes it good for you. I thought that's like, yeah that's the that's what makes it fiber. That's fiber, right?
Oh my God.
Right, Chris?
Probably. I mean, that is fiber. I mean, eat straw, it's fiber.
I just thought we had to suffer and have those strings in your teeth and like, and then yeah, you get that big ball of scrunch pubes and you're like, and then I always spit out like the ball of strings. I'm like, ugh, no, shit.
I swallow that clump in and you're like, this is gonna be good for me. This is gonna clean some stuff out. This is gonna grab some stuff on the way out.
You swallow the clump.
It's that good clump. But you know
it
what
probably
should I
is good.
You know what shit I never got though? Do you fuck with pomegranate seeds?
Yo, here's the deal, man. I like the taste, the flavors, but the fucking seeds hurt my teeth and shit. I'm like, why am I ripping up my cavities or ripping up my fillings for this? I'm gonna break my fucking bondings. No way.
Yeah, it's like I don't understand. Like that's like I feel like if you pressed it, like I like the juiciness of it, and then there's
like the juice.
There's like some sort of kernel of bullshit in there that's just like,
that's
hey, let me ruin this for you real quick.
Yo, that's going to fuck up all my fake teeth. That's going to jack up my veneers. That's going to jack up my fucking crowns. No, bro, I'm not doing that.
Cool. Glad we're on the same page on that.
Nah, but I like the flavors.
Yeah,
you know what I really like to drink that I forget? Like, it's probably my favorite drink in the world is Welch's grape juice. And I just forget about it. I fucking love that shit, bro. What I bet you like Sunny Delight. Are you into fucking Sunny D?
Homie, it's upsetting how well you're reading me. I think I hate Welch's grape because that's Jay shit. Like every Friday, instead of wine, the kids would get a cup of grape juice, and I just hate grape flavor.
That's why I'm Jewish. I fucking knew it. Like I have a genetic, I love it. I should have been fucking raised Jewish. I knew it.
And then Sunny D, I remember in college. I would just get one of those huge gallons, and then I would just swig it. Like everyone else hated it, so I would just swig it whenever I needed to. Like that was like my sustenance in college. I'd use it as like if I was going from class to class, I'd be like, "Ooh, I gotta take like five swigs of Sunny D to last me the next two classes."
Okay, I'm gonna fucking throw up. So first of all, Sunny D is first. If you've not had it before, it's marketed as orange drink, not orange juice, right? So it basically tastes like orange Julius. If you've ever had an orange Julius without the foamy whippiness to it, it's like a thick orange goo shake. Can you look up? Let's see what's in Sunny D. It's nothing but, like, why is it viscous? It's like a viscous, syrupy drink. It's not orange juice.
I believe that is what the substance is called, Tang.
Tang?
And that's just orange. It's like...
I like Tang.
The appeal of Sunny D is like you get all that orange flavor without that gross pulp. That's what I liked about it.
Oh, but Tang I like because it's sour. I used to eat Tang just like with my finger. I dip it in there and eat Tang. I love Tang.
Oh,
do they still make Tang? Fuck, let's get some Tang up homie, in this bitch.
Homie, Tang is Sunny D, dude.
It is not Sunny D. It is not. You fucking bite your tongue. Tang is not Sunny D.
Okay. Yeah, all right. You ready to hear what's in Sunny D?
Yeah.
According to its website, the brand's tangy original flavor is made with water, high fructose corn syrup, and then 2% or less of a whole bunch of ingredients, including concentrated orange, tangerine, apple. All right, so only 2% of it is actual fruit.
It's juice. It's all just sugar, stiffer sugar.
People ask, why is Sunny D bad for you? It's loaded with sugar, has artificial sweeteners, coloring agents, and almost no nutritional content.
Yeah, it's nasty as fuck. It's like Yoo-hoo. I hated Yoo-hoo too. Like, just make chocolate milk at home, dude. Don't drink Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo fucks, dude.
You know what was really good? Orangina. You ever have that?
Orangina's still good.
That fucks, yeah.
It got like the cinnamon on the bottom of it. It's like, oh, that's how you know it's good.
That's how you know.
It's made from that.
And also, I like that shit too. I like Fanta. I like orange Fanta. Shit's fake as fuck. Tastes good.
Ooh, you know what?
But Fanta in other countries tastes better. Like Hungarian Fanta, the orange flavor is the best.
Bro.
It's like real orange.
If you like orange Fanta, do you fuck with Jarritos?
Yeah, of course I fucking fuck with Jarritos.
Mandarin Jarritos is like it's the best version of Fanta. It's like a million times better than Fanta.
Well, of course, because it's the real Mexican shit. Yo, Mexican soda, Mexican chips, Mexican fucking almost anything. The flavors are on point. So much better than American shit. Like the chips, all that shit, their fucking pork cracklings are so much better. Yeah, Jarritos. All right, let's see. That celery shit just blew my mind, bro. Hey, Kristen. I had my very own Pajitsky effect the other day regarding my pillowcases. My issue was that I would never remember to wash my pillowcases when I did my once weekly laundry. But then I realized that I could actually go buy a second pair of pillowcases to have ready on standby. So that when I do think about wanting to change them, I could just do it right away and then put the dirty ones in the laundry bin so that I remember to wash them when I do laundry. Now I feel like less of a TikTok. Keep my tight, Matt. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really good one. I remember back when I used to like wash all my bedding, I'd only have one set and I'd be like, great, looks like I can't nap for the next 4 hours at least.
Yeah, I would just... Like your whole day, you're like, I don't have any sheets. I can't nap until this thing is dry.
It's just a bare bed. Who? I can't sleep in this.
Oh God. Yeah. So fucking stupid.
All right, we got a couple more Pajitsky effect voicemails.
Sure.
Hi, mommy. This is Paige from Indiana. Love you guys so much. So I have a really good Pajitsky effect for you. I was driving down the street the other day, and it was pretty warm outside, but it was too warm to have all the windows down. So I'm blasting my air conditioning. And then I had the realization after 29 years of life, I can open my fucking sunroof if I want to, and all the windows, and blast the air. Like, yeah. I'm an adult. I pay for all of this. My dad used to yell at me all the time when I was younger about it. So we can open our windows and blast our air as long as we pay for it, right? Keep them high and tight. Yeah. Love you guys. Bye, jeans.
Agreed. And I remember one time Tom and I, we were broke, but we inherited a lovely convertible from Tom's dad, Top Dog. For like 2 years, we had this convertible and it was so luxurious. I remember being like, you know what? I'm going to ride this convertible top down in the middle of winter in LA because the sun is so beautiful in LA in the wintertime. And I'm going to fucking heat this thing up. I don't give a rip. And I remember that was my big indulgence, is just heating that convertible and putting the top down and driving down Wilshire Boulevard. It was really, really beautiful and fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you pay for it. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But why is it so funny? Dads hate wasting air conditioning. That is like on the dad hierarchy of needs. Number one is don't waste air conditioning. Keep the door closed. I get the door closed. Wait, yeah. Wait, did you have a real air conditioner in a Dove, or did your dad do what my dad did and get us a swamp cooler so that the whole house just got damp?
So we had like one or two wall units, and then we had like a big AC system that we were never allowed to turn on.
Of course.
And then I think that kind of like scarred me a little bit. I was just like, no, you can only turn on the AC when it's 110 outside.
Yeah.
And now I'm at the point, Christina, sometimes Christina.
Yeah.
In the dead of winter, I turn my heat on, and then sometimes I'm like, it's a little too hot. I turn the AC on at the same time.
Crazy. Who deserves all that luxury? Crazy?
It's insanity.
Yeah, it's so funny because, like, immigrant parents, it's all about never using the heat. It's like it's a game of attrition. Like, how much can you suffer before caving in and turning the heater on, caving in and using the cooling? Like, my God.
Like, we have more character to build before we could turn the AC on.
I remember one time, it was winter time. My mom was making something in the oven. And then she's like, she left the oven open. She's like, let the heat out. It's good. It heats up the apartment. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's gas. It's gas. Not good. But she did. Don't waste the heat. It's good for
you.
Good for the heat.
You guys.
Yeah, I'm like, tired. Mom, I'm sleepy. Fuck me, dude. Okay, let's close on mom hack. I got a good mom hack here. Hi, mommy. I've been a long time nanny to little ones and have picked up a few tips and tricks over the years. The most recent trick I've picked up is I've started carrying around a 3-in-1 mist cleaning. A 3-in-1 mist screen cleaner everywhere I go. The life-changing invention is only $8 on Amazon and is about the size of a lipstick. It works wonders for cleaning off the sticky remnants little kids leave behind after playing on your phone. No shit. Now I never have to use my own spit and shirt to clean off my phone screen ever again. It's also great for cleaning off your laptop or monitor's screen. Hope this trick helps some mommies or dads out there. Love you, Kate from Minnesota. So she carries around a 3-in-1 mist screen cleaner everywhere she goes. Okay. So maybe she does like a little one. Yeah. Not like a full fucking Windex bottle, but like a little one. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Because this shit is fucking filthy. And by the way, if you haven't noticed what this is and you're a parent, this is an OtterBox, the Defender series. Don't fuck with just regular OtterBox, because your kid's going to throw this on the floor and it'll still break if you don't have the Defender series. And do yourself a favor. I don't know if you, I'm probably talking like I'm 80 years old, but
I love where this is going.
Sorry. I don't know if you know this, but so, when you go to the mall, to the kiosk, and they put that screen on your screen to protect it.
Right, like the plastic, like the little
screen
plastic
protector.
Sheet. Yeah.
Did you know you can just buy that shit on Amazon and do it yourself?
Here's what's crazy.
Is that like old news?
I knew you could buy it on Amazon. I didn't know you could put it on yourself, though.
Okay, I'm finally ahead of the curve. Technology is something I knew that you guys got.
Because I remember I bought a phone one time, and I saw a guy do it, and he sprayed something underneath it and then put it on. I was just like, that's too much. I can't educate myself on how to do that.
It's too much work. Yeah, it's like rechargeable batteries.
Right. I got to go to Metro PCS for them to do it for me.
But I'll do it for you. Next time I see you, I'll hook you up. It's so easy. I do Tom's phone. When we get new phones, I do it for everybody in the house.
That's so funny. I just keep it on until it bubbles up and then just eventually falls off. I'm like, well, guess I don't have any more screen protection.
Because there's no ring of hell worse than the Apple Store. Like, I make sure that this is the most protected item in my life. Like, there's no bigger waste than going to the Apple Store. And the fucking store gives me so much anxiety because there's no formal lineup situation. Someone's like, oh, hey, you here for that? Great. Stand over there. Someone will find you. And like, if that doesn't tap into your primal abandonment fears, like as a child of, well, where's my mom? Is she going to pick me up on time? It's a 3:05. I don't know. Am I going to go to daycare? I don't know. Like, I don't fucking like the Apple Store for that reason. Like, fuck you. Give me a ticket with like the number, like a bakery, so I know what number I am. Or let me queue up. I want to line up like an old Eastern European. Don't do this ambiguous.
That is such a good point.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
really
so fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like who's going to pick me up from school? Is it going to be mom? Is it going to be dad? Do they know where I am? Right. How do I get a hold of them?
Does an adult know where I am right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like every day of my life after school. Like who's going to get me? Then what? Oh God, are we going to go to Coco's? Are we going to go to Carl's Jr. for dinner? What's it going to be? I don't know. Am I eating a hot dog? Oh, good. Okay. So that's it for now. My food has arrived. I'm so excited. I'm going to have tacos.
Hell yeah.
So listen, thank you guys. Thank you, Booth Boys, for always being there. And it was super fun talking to y'all today. I said y'all. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you're real Texan now.
Fuck, I said y'all. And that was organic, too. That was embarrassing. I apologize to everybody listening. Any hoodles. I love you. Come see me do stand up live. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. I'm coming to your town. I'm coming up in May. And subscribe to this show if you like it on YouTube. And until next time, stay cool, moms. Okay, bye. Meow. Mwah, you gorgeous.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at? Christina Peace.